Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another three Motown artists' first top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Commodores, Michael Jackson, the Fantastic Four, the Isley Brothers, and Chico DeBarge. First up this half hour, the Four Tops on the Dunhill record label, Keeper of the Castle, right here on Motown.
Live it down. There's a lot of us been pushed around. Red, yellow, black, white, and brown, with a tear up their own. Oh, can't you see? Are you picking on society? That the leaves on your family tree are calling you to come home. You're the keeper of the castle. Be a father to your children. A provider of all their days.
Letting it all hang out. Hey, brick
Motown memory from the Commodores, Brick House, and then reached number 5 in the United States pop charts from 1977. And we start with the Four Tops, Keeper of the Castle, number 10 on the pop charts from 1972 on the Dunhill ABC record label. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 6 different Motown artists' first top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from 4 Motown artists that had a hit after they left. Here comes the 5th with Michael Jackson and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was written and recorded by Michael Jackson, and it was released on the Epic record label on July 28, 1979, and it was the first track off of his album entitled Off the Wall, his 5th studio album. It was his first solo recording over which Jackson had creative control. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was Michael's first single to hit number 1 in the United States in 7 years, and his first solo number 1 on the Soul Singles Charts. It remained at number 1 for 6 weeks on the Billboard Soul Charts, and the song was a worldwide success. Within a few months of its release, the 45 was certified gold, and eventually earned a platinum certification for sales in excess of 2 million U.S. copies. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough won Michael his first solo Grammy and American Music Awards, and it's considered to be the first song to showcase Michael's talents as a solo artist, both as a singer and a songwriter. Well, here is Michael with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah. Lifetime Memories with Tom Fallon.
Fantastic Four with I Love You Madly, and they reached number 56 in the United States pop charts in 1968. Interestingly enough, the B-side of the 45 was the same song, but just the instrumental version of the song. And we start with Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, number one on the Epic record label from 1979, and his first top 40 after he left Motown. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we featured five different Motown artists' first top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, here comes the six with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label. It's Your Thing, right here on Motown.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Thank you. can tell you who to sock it to. It's sure thing that you ever wanna do. Don't let me check who to sock it to.
Memories, memories. Continue with Tom Fallon.
DeBarge would Talk to Me, and then reached number 21 in the United States pop charts in 1986. And we start with the Isley Brothers on the T-Neck record label, It's Your Thing, reaching number 2 from 1969. And T-Neck is actually T-Neck, New Jersey, where Ronald Isley lived at the time. Well, for this hour, featured six different Motown artists' first top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.